2003 was a stormy year for transatlantic relations. The Iraq War sparked some of the largest street protests in European history. And at the diplomatic level, there were heated disputes as France and Germany led the resistance to the U.S.-led war against Saddam Hussein. The discord still echoes across the Atlantic, but some observers see signs of improvement. The Iraq War was the defining feature of U.S.-European ties in 2003. European diplomats say the American approach of "you're either for us or against us" created unprecedented pressures. At one point, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld even spoke of old Europe to set France and Germany apart from Eastern European countries such as Poland, which backed the U.S.-led war. President Bush declared major combat in Iraq over May 1st, but bombings, ambushes, and rocket attacks continue to take their toll on civilians, U.S. soldiers, and high-profile targets such as the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad. Daniel Gross, director of the Center for European Policy Studies in Brussels, says mistakes were made on both sides of the Atlantic.
Perhaps it was a case of "I told you so" twice. Once the Americans told the Europeans, you see, Saddam was not really a menace, the population is greeting us as liberators, you see, that's what one should have done, going in there and expect regime change. And then several months later, the Europeans come around and say, "I told you so. You're no longer liberators, now how do you win the peace after you have won the war so quickly?" And unfortunately, this second "I told you so" might last for a long time.
Political analysts say 2003 was a diplomatic pressure cooker. The Europeans resented what they saw as America's political arrogance, its overwhelming economic and military power, and what some view as the Bush administration's unilateralism. Dutch Foreign Minister Bernard Rudolf Bont sums up transatlantic relations this way.
It could have been better, but they weren't as bad as people think they were.
I think what the United States learned is that it is not a world, as Robert Kagan says, in which you have one super policeman, you know, and the rest has more or less maybe happy that that super policeman is straightening out problems. I think that the United States has learned that it is a global world, where problems only can be solved if, let's say, the main powers work together.
The diplomatic gap narrowed later in the year when, with the backing of European critics of the war, the UN Security Council adopted a resolution in October authorizing a multinational occupying force in Iraq under U.S. command and setting a deadline for the Iraqi Governing Council to produce a timetable for elections. But despite the diplomatic sniping, analysts say Europe and America remain closely related in democratic values and culture. Richard Pels is a Texas University history professor.
In the case of the United States and Europe, well, you're talking about what is essentially a family quarrel. What happens both within families and I think in the case of between the United States and Europe is the sense that you, whoever you is, are letting us, whoever us is, down. You're not being grateful for all we've done for you, or you're lording it over. You're supposed to be standing for certain kinds of freedoms and certain kinds of rationality, and you're acting exactly the opposite.
As a further sign Europe and the United States are resolving their family differences, France and Germany agreed in early December to support a U.S. campaign to have at least a portion of the huge debt Iraq owes to foreign governments written off. Douglas Baxton for VOA News, Luxembourg.